Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive of negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Dinah and Goldman visited Usher, who was coughing constantly. Dinah warned him to leave Unique alone. Skeeter told Danny that Maria wasn't eating as she should and was not telling her who is the father of her unborn baby, so Danny promised to talk to her. Ralph suggested that she live with the father of her baby, but Skeeter adamantly refused. As we return, Robin is on the phone with Shelley.
Hi Shelley, we here settling in. Christopher and Dion really like the place. Alright, good.
Robin, we could live here forever, right?
Please. It's right here retiring. Shelly really is a good friend for allowing us to stay here.
And we only got to pay she $50,000 a month? Lovely.
That means I can be able to save the money since I'm now the supervisor at the store and I get a raise. I supervising all of Venezuelans they employ because I know the little Spanish. 2023. Gonna be about living up and not living in poverty.
Yes, honey.
Done no.
Thank you so much, Robin. You know how much we love you. Mwah.
Yes, hon. Thank you for doing this for us.
Y'all really should be thanking Shelly. She's the one who made this possible.
Auntie Shelly coming over just now, right?
Yeah.
Good. Well, we're gonna give her all the praise and thanks then.
Yep.
In the meantime, what are we eating?
Churny.
Y'all relax. I can cook. Shelly put some groceries in the fridge for we.
This woman is a godsend.
Robin, you said some groceries. This fridge, fuck!
Praise the Lord.
I don't know if we can ever be able to repay Shelly for what she doing for we.
God is so good.
I go to call Mommy Poverty and let you know I live in good in Morondoy. Poverty in Honolulu in 2023. Y'all excuse me?
Always a drama queen.
You know?
I could make some eggs and toast till you cook. Because right now I'm starving.
Do your thing.
Now that we have a place to live, I really hope I could find a job soon.
Don't worry, Dion. Soon come.
But it's hard, you know, Robin. Look how long now I'm looking. As soon as people find out you're a trans woman, they don't want to hire you.
Listen, everything in due time, alright? No sweat. Me and Christopher got you covered.
And I appreciate y'all for that. but I can't be living off my friends for the rest of my life.
Don't worry about it.
And look at you. It's two work you're doing. Yard work and sex work.
I got to make it happen. I saving for me and Matthew build a house.
He's a minor. He should be able to make the house money in no time.
Yeah, but you know Matthew likes sport. Whenever he come down from the bush, whatever he got, I just collect.
You think he faithful to you while he out there?
Dion, I ain't no fool. I know how men stay. But at least I hope he got sense enough for always use a condom.
You know them girls full in the bush. And it's not only them Guyanese ones. Brazilians, Venezuelans, Dominicans. It's a wide range of girls your man got to choose from if he gonna cheat.
Look, I can't spend my time worrying too much about though. At the end of the day, I still doing sex work. And to survive, we survive it.
Yeah. But at the same time, you still got to think about your safety and your future.
I know, babes.
If y'all hear how Mommy Parvati haul up on the phone when I tell she living in a fancy house in Marundi, she gonna come and visit soon.
Lovely. If only I could have called me family and all of them could have been happy for me. Since I come out of strands, half of them don't talk to me. And half of them just barely tolerate me.
Girl, look. Forget about them family that reject you. Me and Robin is your family.
That's right.
I know. But sometimes I can't help missing my family, you know. I still love them.
Look, at first some of me family had a problem with me being gay. But eventually, it wasn't a big deal. People need to accept that gay and trans people exist. We are your brothers, sisters, neighbors, and friends. And we all need to be treated with respect. It is what it is. We all just got to live real life.
Correct.
Yeah. You want some of these eggs, Christopher?
Yes, thanks.
Good. You could toast some bread.
Got you.
Y'all don't worry, my friends. Whatever is for you is for you. We don't get more than we could bear.
Beautiful dress you're wearing, Zena.
Thanks, Miss Myrtle. And you look lovely yourself.
Can this old thing?
I'm so happy we're catching up today. How are things with you?
Well, what can I say? As you can see, I'm still staying at my niece and her husband's home.
It's really a beautiful home.
Yes. And I've been here all alone for the last few weeks. They're not back from their vacation as yet.
Okay.
Denzel comes and checks on me every day. And sometimes he spends the night.
Nice. How is he?
He's fine.
That's great.
As for Catalina, we still have not mended our relationship.
Marie's still pursuing Catalina?
Well, that's one of the reasons I invited you here today. He told me to my face that he will not stop pursuing Catalina.
That's Maurice for you.
Well, it has to stop. And I need your help.
Me?
Yeah. We all know that Maurice still loves you, right?
Yeah, but
I... Well, then I think, you know, you should have him believe that you are still interested in him. And let us see what happens.
Why would I do that?
It's just for Catalina to see that he will run back to you the minute he gets the chance. And she is basically a rebound relationship.
Miss Myrtle, I understand that you're concerned. But Maurice is not a man to be played with. I cannot put myself in a position where I played with that man's emotions.
Who cares about that abusive philanderer of feelings? I just want Catalina to see.
Are they still together?
No.
Well, then it sounds to me that Catalina has made her choice.
Yes, but he is still pursuing her.
Well, he's going to do that, but if Catalina is firm in her decision, he can pursue all he wants. That doesn't mean that she will fall for him.
Except I'm afraid she will fall for him.
Oh.
Look, please, Zena, just try it. Just try it and see what happens.
Miss Myrtle, I really think that you should leave it alone. I think your meddling might actually work against what you want and force those two people back together.
Oh, no.
Trust me, Miss Myrtle. Leave it alone and trust that Kathleen is wise enough to make the right decisions.
Look, the fact that she became involved with Maurice in the first place disproves that.
Remember, he is a very charming man.
And she knew about his abusive past and still...
Well...
Look, Zena. Please, Zena. I know why I'm doing this. Until now, I haven't shared this with anyone.
What's that?
Months ago, I had a terrible dream about Catalina.
Okay.
I dreamt that she was murdered. And though I couldn't clearly see the face of the man who killed her, I could sense it was Maurice.
Oh no, that's terrifying.
I haven't stopped thinking about it. And that is one of the things that has been driving me to protect Catalina.
You really love her.
She is my daughter. And I would give my life for her.
I understand.
So, will you at least think about it?
I can't promise you anything, but I will think about it.
Oh, thank you, Zena. You know, I'm not obsessed with controlling Catalina's life. All I want is to make sure that she is safe.
Nice meeting you, Dion and Christopher.
You know you're my Auntie Shelley from now on?
We owe you everything, Auntie Shelley.
Here now, y'all, don't bother with this Auntie Shelley thing. Shelley's perfectly fine.
We like Auntie Shelley.
Correct is right.
Y'all don't harass me, friend. Friend? Robin? She is family.
I'm really happy y'all like the place.
We love it, and thanks to you, I should be able to save a little money over the next few months.
Mm-hmm, well, good.
As for me, I still looking for a job.
Okay. Something can come soon.
Anyway, y'all excuse me, eh? I'm going to take a shower.
And I got to catch a nap. I tired. Excuse us, please.
Sure. Do your thing. Robin, I like them.
Yes, they're good people. This man calling me again?
Is who?
A disgusting client. I can answer you later.
Why you say disgusting?
He into some weird stuff. All kind of acrobatic thing this man is want I do.
Why? Well, if the one thing about a sex worker, you can always come across some weird ones.
Tell me about it.
You just gotta make sure you're always safe though, eh?
Yeah, man. Condom use is a must, whether it's male or female condoms. If they don't want to use it, I just exit stage left.
Mm-hmm. You know, though. Condoms protect you from STIs. I remember when I was still in the business, acting wild and catch chlamydia. Look, I was so scared that I might have been HIV positive.
What?
Girl, a lot of people is only be worrying about HIV, but the other STIs out there could make you really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, trick.
Trick? What is the?
Trichomoniasis is the full name. It's another sexually transmitted infection that causes itching, foul smell, and painful urination.
I never hear about that one before.
Girl, we gotta know these things. And the great thing is that we got places like NAP so we could call for more information.
Right. What is their number?
Let me see here. I sure could pull it up online. Ah, look here. 223-7138 or 223-7139.
Let me put it in my phone, because you never know when you're going to need a little advice or information. 223-7138 and 223-7139.
Anyway, I so happy you here, Robin, and I'm glad that I could help you and your friends.
We can't thank you enough, Shelley. You're a real godsend.
Anything for my people. I love you, girl. Mwah.
Love you too, my friend. Thanks for the support.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.